Well, the signs are all around. Red heart-shaped boxes peeking out from store windows. Bashful men standing at perfume counters, searching for just the right fragrance. This ritual is being played out in places like New York, Chicago, Austin, Texas. But in Tehran, since 1979, conservative Muslim clerics have frowned upon any display of affection between unmarried couples. In the past few years, however, as Iran has opened up to outside cultures, Valentine's Day has grown in popularity. In an article published in today's Wall Street Journal, Farnaz Fahisi writes about the surprising rise of Valentine's Day in Iran. She joins us now on the phone from her home in Tehran. Thanks for being with us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So how are people in Iran preparing for Valentine's Day?
Well, they're rushing to stores to buy the usual perfumes, chocolates, flowers on Valentine's Day, and most surprisingly, most of the shops, from gift shops to flower shops and even toy stores, have their window displays decorated with red hearts and velvet drapes and all sorts of Valentine objects.
Why now? Why is this emerging now as such a popular trend?
Well, part of it is because Iran's population is growing younger and younger. More than half of the population is under 25. And they're connected to the outside world through the internet, through satellite TV, which has become very mainstream in the past couple of years, in the past 4 years, I would say. So they're learning about the ways of the West. And they're also craving for change, for a more open and free society, and really, clinging or picking whatever that seems fun and doable.
Of course, there's a very rich history of romance in Persian culture, so this is a return to that?
That's what some of the young people argue, that, you know, our history, our certainly our literature, is full of love poems and legends of lovers, a lot of time illicit love too, and that there's nothing wrong with celebrating love in the Persian culture, and all of these rigorous restrictions are not really Persian in nature, and they've been imposed after the 1979 Islamic Revolution.
Is this being seen or being viewed in any way as a real challenge to the traditional clerics?
It is, because they're cracking down hard on Valentine's Day. Last year, they went around warning shops and restaurants not to cater to customers who were seeking Valentine's goods or wanting a romantic dinner. And in fact, this year, some members of the Office of Vice and Virtue, which is responsible sort of for making sure that Islamic behavior is observed in public, have gone to candle stores, to restaurants, to cafes, and have warned them not to cater to young couples coming out on Valentine's Day. So they are cracking down.
And are there any restrictions on young couples being together on Valentine's Day, or without a chaperone, unchaperoned and together? Or?
Well, you know, there's technically or legally, I would say that there's there's an unspoken rule that unmarried couples, whether young or old, can't be really together. It's un-Islamic. But I mean, hardly anybody observes that. If you go out in the streets of Tehran, you see young couples, boyfriend, girlfriends, fiancés, unmarried people walking together, sitting in parks together, having dinner, having coffee. There are waves of the morality police trying to crack down on it, but they have eased up because they just can't be very effective.
So I have to ask you about some Valentine traditions. Here we have these little candy hearts that have messages on them, you know, that say things like, be mine. Do you have those there?
No, I haven't seen any candies with messages on them. I have seen, candles and pillows and little balloons that say in English, Happy Valentine's Day for you or my love, but they're all in English.
None Farsi.
Not in Farsi.
And what about you? What are your plans for Valentine's Day?
It depends on if I have to file a story or not, like every journalist.
Oh, dear.
It depends on what I... But probably we'll go out to dinner somewhere.
So
if
unromantic.
If we can find a table, yes.
Well, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Farnaz Fasihi is the Middle East correspondent for the Wall Street Journal. Her article on Valentine's Day in Tehran appears in today's Wall Street Journal, and she joined us from her home in Tehran. Neil Conan will be back on Monday. In Washington, I'm Lynn Neary, NPR News.